Yeah, so it all started on Sunday. I was headed to bed, and my old Afghan interpreter that I'm friends with on Facebook and have been friends for 10 years, he contacted me out of the blue and just had such distress in his voice of what was going on due to our country pulling out of there. So he called me and told me that Taliban is hunting him down. He's getting death threats. They're searching for him. He's just gone into hiding, and he's got nowhere else. He's got no one to call. No one to call for help. The American embassy is obviously, at this time on the run. He just needs help. So for me, what am I supposed to do at 12 o'clock at night? And so I kick into gear and I start mobilizing whatever assets I have, which is really I get on Facebook and I ask my friends, hey, who's on the ground there? And I just get a couple contacts. So then at that point, to me, it seems easy. All I got to do is get my interpreter. Let's just go with this code name Lucky. I got to get Lucky to my friends on the ground at Kabul Airport. However, it becomes a straight nightmare of an obstacle for the past 6 days where I am watching all of this go down with via FaceTime, mind you.
Tell
So I'm
me
watching this.
what you're seeing.
What's that?
Tell me what you're seeing.
Yeah, so I'm watching him go through Taliban checkpoints and I'm seeing the Taliban in my face. I'm watching him go through the mobs, the crowd, the desperate crowd, and people getting like just trampled on. And mind you, at this point, there's four interpreters that I'm leading now, not just him, and they have women and children, and I'm seeing tear gas being launched into the crowd, women and children being affected by the tear gas. And mind you, these are large crowds that are very, very compacted. So when tear gas hits them, they got nowhere to run.
Do
And
they?
then to make matters worse, there's no water to rinse it off.
Yeah, so what are they doing then? Are did they make it to the airport at all?
No, they did not make it to the airport, despite the requests that I've given to multiple agencies out there, despite pleas to my congresswoman, my senator. Nothing, no help. All it is fill this form out, fill that form out, and these guys can't do that. I have to do it on their behalf.
Yeah. So let me ask you this question. Where are they now, and what stage are you in your operation?
Right. So they're currently in a safe house. We're awaiting the conditions in the at the Kabul airport. We're awaiting for the gates to just improve. Right now it's mayhem there. So when the gates improve, then we could potentially look at moving them inside the airport. That's where it's safe because that's where the Marines are at and they'll protect them. But everybody outside it's a nightmare.
So what are the Taliban, and is it just the Taliban that are causing these problems, that are shooting and beating people?
It's a little bit of both. So you got the Taliban that's on the outer perimeter that's has numerous checkpoints, harassing, intimidating, going around doing door knocks on people's doors and trying to just, kidnap them and potentially execute them. So the Taliban causes that problem. And then when they get further into the gate area or towards the gate, you run into the huge mobs that are just desperate and scared from the Taliban that's in back of them. But inside the mob, you have Afghan soldiers that are trying to hold the line, but they just have no experience with crowd control. So the best thing they do is fire their weapons in the air, hit the local nationals, just beat them with batons, and just becomes a nightmare from there.
Yeah.
And the
Well,
Marines can all the Marines can do is just watch. They can't do nothing.
right. So last thing, what is it that you want the people that hear this to do?
I need y'all to engage on social media. We need to spread awareness on this, for one, whether it be share a post, create a post, or just educate yourself. Second, you could take it a step up and maybe just talk to your congressman, congresswoman, maybe your state leaders, and just bring this up. at a higher level where maybe a bunch of them can corral and get to higher leadership and just explain that this is not fast enough. Like, I don't care what your political views are, but this withdrawal is not happening at the speed that it needs to be because of what's going on with, you know, the Taliban and also like bureaucracy. You know, donate if you see an organization that is worthy and is trustworthy. And if you're a veteran and you have an interpreter friend, like, take charge and lead them out of there because you're all they got.
Retired Marine Thomas Praxedes, JJ Green, WTOP News.